Recording. Do you have your script and everything, Nikita?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Perfect. Okay, I just hit record, so you are ready to go. And hello to Sharon.
I had a little computer trouble, but I rebooted and it's all working now.
Terrific.
Excellent. The time is now 4:01, and I am calling to order the October 8th hearing for the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission hearing. Present today are John Blige, Sharon, Kaylee, I'm sorry if I'm saying your last name wrong.
No, that's right.
Kirsten Hoffman, Helen Pillsbury, and staff member Nicholas Armada. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone or video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter at tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag AB October 8th hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. The first item on the agenda is the design review hearing. And the first application is application 21.0254. The address is 1962 Beacon Street, and the applicant is Beth McDougall. The proposed work is restoration of the original storefront, street front, and new paint and signage. Are there any recusals from the commission members?
No.
Okay, so members of the public are asked to please hold your comment until the comment period for each application. And I'm gonna hand it over to Beth.
Beth, are you there? I'll get you unmuted. There you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So we've been working on this project since 2017, and we've have gone through a few iterations. And so what has happened is when we were before you the last time, we were approved to continue with the exterior storefront, which basically was in the same footprint as the solid wall before. Once we had removed the exterior wall and taken off that short, 2-foot roof, it showed a lot of the original design work and a lot of it was intact. So the owners are requesting to be able to restore the facade to as close to the original as we can get it, with all of the same design that's there, and where it's missing pieces and parts, it will be reformatted and recast to match. And then, so there's two things. One is we were approved for a silver storefront before, silver metal. And what we're requesting is to put the windows in, as you can see, where the openings were originally in the building. We would put in glass there, but with a bronze window trim, and it matches the bronze on the rest of the building. So now that it's not proud of the building, it makes more sense to put in the bronze window trim. The second request is, instead of us mounting the signage for the building and for our client onto the top of that storefront, remember it had that sloped roof on it, that we would then mount it, not directly to the building because we don't want to put a bunch of holes in it after we've just restored it, but we'd put it on a small rail. So it's a metal rail, which will hold, it's like a raceway. It'll hold all of the power for the building. It'll go, and you can sort of see it there in the drawing if you look close. Now those we're we're requesting to be the silver color because it will sort of disappear with the building. We think the bronze is a little too much in your face. And so we would then mount the letters Mattress Superstore on top of that silver rail, continue the rail on the side of the building. I mean, we don't necessarily have to do that. We were thinking about putting lighting in there before, but we've spoken to a lighting designer and we're going to keep the lighting on the inside of the building. So we can or we can't, we don't have to put them on the side, but we thought it was a nice touch so that it kind of went around the building, and at each window there would be a metal piece. And then the third thing is we would like, by doing all of this and bringing this back, we're hoping you trade with us a little and give us that blade sign on the corner that we can put it like a 45 degree angle and help for visibility a little bit more.
Great. Is that it, Beth?
That's it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your comments. I will say that Beth and her team, as well as the new tenants for this floor space, have been very cooperative, and I've been out to the site several times with them, and I think this is a significant improvement over the original design, and this will make for a great gateway. I feel the trade-off for the additional blade sign would be something that we could easily accommodate, and I would make the recommendation to approve as submitted. And then with that, I'll just turn it over to the commission. Commissioners?
Nick, the only question I have is under staff comments. You had recommended approval with provisos. You just now said approved as submitted. What has changed there?
Sorry, that was just my lapse in memory. Let me just take a look here. Let's see. Okay. So I would just, my original recommendation on the staff comments would be what I would want to recommend, the lighting temperature or the lighting brightness, as well as the shop drawings to be submitted to staff for final approval.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, I'm just double checking, thank you.
I have no problem.
Thanks, John. Nikita, Helen?
I have no comment at this time.
Okay. Helen, Helen, you're muted. There she is.
Can you hear me? Sorry, I didn't realize that.
That's okay.
Actually, first, I would just want to make a couple comments and I have a couple questions, but first I just wanted to say that I think this is wonderful and I'm really pleased that the applicant is going forward with restoring the full original storefront. I think that will really be a great asset for the building and I think it will be a good asset for the business. I think it makes a very historically and architecturally distinctive entranceway for the building. I just want to ask, in terms of the signage and the size of the letters on the sign, is that the same as what we had previously approved?
Yes.
The height of the letters.
Yes.
I would just like to comment that I think because we were previously approved that, I wouldn't want to go back and renegotiate that. I think that it's a little large. I think if there were a different, you know, of course, I'm sure this applicant is hoping to be here for a long time and hopefully that will be the case. But if there were a different applicant in the future, I think the size of those letters, especially now that it's not that additional frontage, but this frontage here, I think that the letters are tall. And like, if there were a future application, I would not want this to be a precedent that it would automatically be that same size in future. But I feel that we've already given our approval for this, they're certainly doing a great enhancement to go back to the original building. So I wouldn't really want to kind of get into a negotiation or disagreement on the signage as it's presented. And I think the blade sign, we really have a somewhat of a precedent of quite a few businesses at blade size. I think that as long as it is the size of that in keeping with the size of the other blade signs in the other Cleveland Circle storefronts.
Yes. I was going to say the signage company will be Cambridge Drupa Graphics.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to ask about the metal. So are you saying there's kind of like that metal railing or the raceway that's under the, yes. And are you saying that's going to continue above the windows on the Chess Sutherland's roadside?
Well, we had proposed them on the side of the building. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily need them now because originally what we were going to do is we were going to, on the back of the raceway, we were going to put little, tiny little small adjustable lights that would shine into the building, kind of wash the face of the window. Right. But the owner has spoken to a lighting designer, and what they're going to do is they're going to put the lights on the inside to kind of, make the windows glow. So we don't necessarily need that raceway, but I guess that would really be up to you guys. I don't think we have a preference anymore because we don't have the lighting on it.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to, so therefore, Nick, I'd like to ask you whether you feel that, whether you could advise, whether you feel that the, putting the raceway on those other windows kind of gives it a uniform look to all the windows going wrapping around the corner there, or whether because it's not functional, whether that takes away from the detail and just a simpler facade without that would be better. I kind of like your view on that.
Yeah. So great question, Helen. So one thing to point out here, and I actually realized this myself when I was doing the research for this. So this was probably not originally a storefront. Obviously mm-hmm. the details were original, but from what I can see up close on the property, these windows were carved out at a later date. So I think in order to balance out both sides of the facade, I would recommend keeping the raceway. Okay. And it would also, it would hide some of the upper levels of the new window openings and just make it look a little sharper. So that's my recommendation, but okay. I certainly wouldn't object to leaving them off. But
no, I just I can see both sides, but I just want to kind of get your view. I can see the point of that. And my only other comment is, and they already kind of addressed this in their comments, but the garland, the vase and garland design there that has now been revealed, the care needs to be taken when any signage is attached for no damage to be done to that original detail that's now been resurfaced and being restored.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just want to say I think it's great and I think it's a really good outcome. Yeah. Very happy about it.
So, it's a lot different.
Yeah. So Helen and the rest of the commission, this is the point where I'm kind of stuck on and I'm hoping you can make a recommendation. But so obviously the guidelines regarding painting masonry talk about leaving surfaces as is to kind of weather the paint over time. In this circumstance, it's a little bit different because the newly revealed storefront underneath was never painted, but the rest of the building is. So I'm kind of under the train of thought where I think we should paint it in this instance because it's only this one little area that's left exposed. What are your thoughts on that?
With great caution, Nick, because we've run into painted masonry before. I would agree with you with the caution that the paint color that's chosen be compatible with the colors that are already there. And I realize that matching colors with old masonry is beyond difficult. Leaving it with new masonry and old masonry would be glaringly obvious and no improvement. So I would agree with you, but with the requirement that you see the final mock-up before work proceeds.
We can do that.
I agree also with Sharon's comments. And even though our guidelines, are basically I don't know, completely prohibit, but discourage painting masonry. We have allowed on other businesses in the commercial district right there, the brick under East Boston Savings Bank and not Starbucks, but the next one over Amelia's Talkery or the GNC, where the GNC was. We did allow painting of the brick there. So, I mean, I feel like we've kind of made that exception in the historic, not the historic, excuse me, the commercial district. And so I feel that it's kind of, we've kind of got, you know, we've made what might be considered inconsistent that we've sometimes allowed it, but it seems like what we've allowed is painting of masonry in the historic, in the commercial district. And so to me, this would be consistent with that. And especially given that there's the rest of the masonry is already painted already there and you're trying to make something blend in with that. And I think that goal is you know, would be best achieved by allowing.
Great.
Allowing that to be painted.
I agree.
Great.
I just want to chime in for a moment. Kirsten, did you have any comments?
No, I agree with all of Helen's and Sharon's comments.
Excellent. Nick, if it's okay, I was going to open it up to public comment.
I think that's great. Yeah.
Okay. So members of the public are now, they now have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, please press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag AB October 8th hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comments related to the topic under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address followed by your comments. If someone has already spoken to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with a comment already mentioned.
Okay, so we do not have any comments via Twitter or email, and it does not appear that there's anybody in the meeting that is raising their hand. So,
we can move on to the vote portion for this application, right?
Yep.
So is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to approve with the proviso as noted.
And that proviso is with to see a sample of the paint once mocked up and to submit shop drawings for final review for staff. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes. Perfect.
I second the motion. I will now take the roll call vote. Commissioners are allowed to say yay, nay, or abstain. John?
Yay.
Sharon?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
And Nikita, yay. Application 21.0254 has been approved.
Perfect. You're all set, Beth. We're going to get through this together. We're almost done.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll let you know when we have a paint sample. Nicholas, you can come out and take a look.
Perfect.
And we will forward you the shop drawings as soon as we have them. I have a set. I just want to get them updated and get them over to you.
That sounds great. Janet, okay. Did you have any questions? I see you in the background. No?
No.
All right. We're good. Well, thank you
for
all of your cooperation. We really appreciate this project, and we're looking forward to seeing the end result.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Go for it.
Okay. So the second application today is application 21.0255. The address is 1739 Commonwealth Avenue. The applicant is Donna Lennon. The proposed work is the change doors and window fenestrations at the rear of the property. Are there any recusals from the commission members? I don't hear any.
Nope.
Okay. Members of the public are asked to please hold your comment until the end of the comment period for each application, and I'm going to hand it over to Donna.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Yep. You're fine. Yep.
Great. Okay, so just one, want to clarify, we're just changing windows. There's no doors being newly installed. So what we have is the back of the building, which is slightly visible, I guess, from Lehman Road, I believe it is. Lehman Road, I'm sorry. And so the windows are in a basement of 1739 Comm Ave in the rear. And we're doing some renovation work, just insulating some walls and adding a bathroom down there. And the windows that are existing are in disrepair, old, leaky, and whatnot. And one of the windows that we're proposing to replace has actually been was previously a garage door that was half blocked up by the previous owner with masonry on the exterior. So we'd like to put two double hung windows there. So we've got three windows that we'd like to replace with similar profiles, one over one, which is what most of the building is, including the front of the building, and make them more energy efficient. And in regards to the garage door that we're replacing, we'll put two double hung windows there, again, one over one, and infill around the new window with masonry to match. And that's about what we're looking to do.
Great, thank you, Donna. We appreciate you taking the time to meet with us. Commissioners, if you see my comments here, this is more of a formality because of process. You can barely see this. You really can't see it when there's foliage, but in the wintertime, you will be able to see it. So I just make the recommendation to approve as submitted, but I'll hand that over to you for your comments.
The only thing I would add to this particular group of buildings is that this is recessed down below street level, and it's you have to crane your neck a bit to see it from the street. So I'm in concurrence with your recommendation, Nick.
Great.
Yeah, I would just like to comment that, following up on that, you know, there was another property in this circle on set, I forget, that was actually a Wallingford address, yeah, that we addressed a couple of hearings ago. But that was the front of the facade, and we were very concerned about the uniform nature of that row of buildings. So I think it's important to distinguish that this is the rear of the building. And yeah, I actually walked by there to see what you could see from Leamington. And right now, with the trees out, you can hardly see it from Leamington. It is true, in the winter, you'll be able to see it probably. But it is what you might call barely visible or very little visible from the public way. And it actually seems, with this kind of halfway blocked up garage door, it actually seems like they're making something more attractive and actually more in keeping with the rest of the rear windows in that set of facades there. Yes. So for those reasons, I would agree to approve as presented.
Any more comments from the commissioners? Okay, Nikita, do you want to take public comment?
Members of the public will now have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type the question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your comment to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag AB October 8th hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And please, can you keep your comments related to the topic under the purview of the commission? Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address, followed by your comments. If someone has already spoken to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with the comment that has already been mentioned.
Great. Let's take a look here. So there are no comments on the app, and I do not have any comments in email or Twitter. So with that, we can close the public comment portion of this hearing for this application.
Excellent. So with that, we can move on to the vote for this particular application. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to accept the application as presented.
I second the motion. I will now take the roll call. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. John?
Yay.
Sharon?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
And Nikita, yay. Application number 21, I'm so sorry. Application 21-0255 has been approved.
Perfect. You are all set, Donna. I will get you an approval letter emailed to you shortly. And if you guys have any other questions in the future, just let us know, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Donna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Excellent. So the third application this evening is application 210256, address is 85 and 95 Sutherland Road. The applicant is David Morris. I apologize if I said the last name incorrectly. The proposed work is the proposed work is to replace anodized windows and siding doors with black vinyl windows. Are there any recusals from the commission members? Members of the public are asked to please hold your comment until the comment period for each application. Please present your application and for David.
Go ahead, David.
Okay. Thank you. The owners of 85 and 95 Sutherland have contracted with us to change out the windows. There was a mistake on the application. I noticed afterwards a call. Currently, they're aluminum windows. We'd like to replace them with aluminum windows, not vinyl windows, as stated in the application. So it's an anodized aluminum window currently. They would like to change it to a black painted window. So it's still remaining with the horizontal sliding windows. These are energy efficient sliding windows and patio doors that they're low E insulated glass. The existing windows do not have any insulated glass. They have an interior storm, and the existing patio doors have an insulated glass that's, but it's not thermally broken on a frame. If you do a couple more slides, there's a picture of the existing building. This is the information about the windows. This is the existing front of 85 Sutherland, and this is what we're proposing with the black windows. I just wanted to, I think that's a good one that shows what they will look like as they're black. The building next door is currently black. Looks like they have replacement windows in there. And the rest of the pictures are just pictures of the other elevations of the building. And there's one building across the street that is very similar to this building. And that building is actually, they've changed out the aluminum horizontal sliding windows and they've replaced with vinyl, white vinyl windows. But in the common area, they've kept the clear anodized horizontal windows. So this would be all the common areas and the units that they'll be putting black windows in.
And David, are there, with the windows that you're opting to install, are there options for other colors in the same material and style?
There are, yes.
Okay.
This is the choice that the client had, our client, the owner.
Okay. So commissioners, this is kind of a judgment call for you. So I would say that this building was constructed outside of the period of significance in the district, but it's still in the district. I guess you would define this architecture style as mid-century modern, maybe. I do believe that the typical color for a mid-century modern building such as this would be the silver color. But I'll leave that up to you as to whether or not we want to make that decision. So those are my thoughts on that, and I'll just hand it over to you.
I want to clarify something, Mr. Morris. You said that you wanted to replace these windows. There was a difference in between what you want to do and what was written in the application. Can you go over that again, please?
Yes, on the application I put, it was a black vinyl horizontal sliding window. It will remain an aluminum sliding window in black color. So it's not a vinyl window, it's an aluminum window.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that.
I have a few comments, if I can take a turn.
Go for it.
When this district was created, which was like almost 20 years ago when we were on the study committee, these buildings might have only been around 30 years old at that point. They might have at that point been considered what we would call non-contributing. But now these buildings are probably actually 50 years old, which is, you know, the Department of the Interior, the Secretary of the Interior that oversees the National Trust for Historic Preservation. 50 years is kind of the point when you actually start considering a building to be of historic value or in a historic period. And while they, you know, certainly have less architectural detail and than the other buildings, the earlier period buildings in the district, and there are fewer of this from this period, what they have is a style, I would call it mid-century, that they are typified by a very rectilinear style, and the main architectural feature is large rectangular windows with a silver, you know, aluminum framing. And I think that it completely changes the aspect of the building to change it to black. I think that it should be preserved as a silver or aluminum type of color, you know, what we think of as aluminum thing of silver type of color, to preserve the original bearing and aspect of the building. That's sort of what there is of architectural detail on this building is those windows and window frames and door frames.
Great, thank you, Helen. David, is there an option for silver in the selection that the window brand that you're using?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so that would be an easy change if need be, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
If I could add one more comment. I have to agree with Helen on the question of the aluminum trim. Black looks very contemporary now, but it doesn't seem to serve any other purpose except for change for the sake of appearance. I would vote to keep it as the with the aluminum color.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay.
Any other comments from the commissioners? No? Nikita, do you want to open up to the public?
Sure thing. Members of the public will now have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your comment to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag AB October 8th hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comment related to the topic under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address followed by your comment. If someone has already spoken to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with the comment already noted.
Terrific. Thanks, Nikita. So looking at email, I do not see any applicant or any questions. Let me just double check Twitter. There's nothing on Twitter and still nothing on the platform. So we will close the public comment from there.
Great. So we'll open it up for the vote. Is there a motion from a commissioner? I'll make the motion. I propose the motion to approve the application with the following provisos. that the color of the material matches that of the anodized metal, or that the anodized metal frames are used. Do I have a second to the motion?
Can we just add to that for a sample of the frame to be reviewed by staff to make sure that it is an appropriate choice?
I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
So Sharon, was that a second?
Yes. Yes, I second it.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. I'll now take the roll call. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. John?
Yay.
Sharon?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
And Nikita, yay. Application 210256 has been approved with provisos.
Perfect. So you're all set, David. I'll be in touch and where we can coordinate to look at that sample, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
You're welcome.
All right, next up is the administrative items under review. Commissioners, if you recall, at the last August hearing that we had, the applicant appeared before us for an advisory review. The reason for that was because the application was not submitted in time to make the August hearing, and therefore he could not have his application voted on. So what we did was we got your thoughts on that, and then you remanded the details to me. And I went up to the site and chose a architectural style slate looking shingle. So that was what was approved, and they did have an urgent repair because there were leaks. So I did have to sign off on that. But the so we would just need your final approval for this under administrative review. Does that make sense? Am I making sense there?
Yes.
Can I just ask one question?
Of course.
Because it was cost was a concern, then one suggestion been they could just do the front because the back of the roof didn't face a public way. Did they do the whole, I'm just curious, did they do the whole roof or just the public streetway facing facade, plane or whatever?
Yeah, well, I need you in my meetings, Helen, because I can never remember any of this stuff and you're always there to remember for me. But yes, they ended up doing the whole roof because we were able to find an affordable shingle with a shadow edge to make it look like real slate.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. So Nick, should I move to open it up for the vote for the approval?
I would open up to final comment or for public comment.
A public comment, great. Give me one sec. So members of the public will now have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question into the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your comment or questions to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag AB October 8th hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comment related to the topic under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address, followed by your comment. If someone has already spoken to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you can that you concur with the comment already mentioned.
Great. Let's see. So I have no comments on the application. And let me just double check on Twitter. And then email. Okay, we have no questions on Twitter or through email. So with that, we can close the public comment portion.
Excellent. So with the public comment section closed, we'll move to make the vote. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
A motion to vote on the administrative. To accept the administrative review.
Perfect.
Excellent. Do we have a second?
Second.
Great. I will now take the roll call vote. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. John? I'll come back to John.
Sorry. Yay.
Sharon.
Yay.
Kirsten.
Yay.
Helen.
Yay.
And Nikita, yay. Application 210256 has been approved.
Perfect. Great. So next items were the two meeting minutes from the previous hearings. I believe one was July and then the other one was August.
Great.
I just have one comment about that.
Sure.
Sorry.
Go for it.
It seemed like I saw both of these listed. They both list had that we had an advisory review of 1789 Comm Ave, but I think we only had that at one of those meetings. Or was it canceled one time or something?
Yes. Yeah. So they were originally supposed to come in, I believe, July. They canceled and ended up coming in August.
So it just says it was held, but it wasn't actually held in July.
Correct. Did I say it was held?
Yeah, they both have, it was probably like cut and paste, and they both say an advisory review was held at 1789 Comm Ave to discuss a potential redevelopment. No vote was taken.
Sorry about that, Helen. I will make that adjustment if you just want to make, if you do decide to approve, you can.
Yeah,
approve.
No, it's not a big deal. I just didn't think we had reviewed that at both of them.
Does anyone else have any other comments?
Nope.
Okay. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I move to approve the meeting minutes of July and August 2020.
I second the motion. I will now take the roll call vote. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. John?
Abstain.
Sharon?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
And Nikita Burns, yay. The minutes have been approved or ratified.
Great. Yeah, so as far as staff updates, I don't really have anything today, just that we will be continuing the Zoom hearings for the foreseeable future. If we had to guess, it would be probably through next spring.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so get cozy. That's it. I have not heard anything from the Comm Ave project where they were interested in demolishing the original structure. They have not followed up, so I'm assuming they're working on a new proposal with your comments. So,
can I, since you brought the subject up, about 2 years ago, the house that was on the corner of Wallingford and Comm Ave, 1777, was purchased by a new owner. The house was somewhat neglected, and the proposal was to demolish the house and the three-car garage underneath and replace it with not a boxy building, but something that was architecturally more in keeping with the neighborhood. But it would have taken up the entire lot and required moving the house forward. Mm-hmm. When comparing the architectural styles of that submission, mm-hmm. with what was proposed for 1789,
something like that, yeah.
In the course of discussions with the new owners of that building, if you would suggest that they explore different architectural styles, I think adding on to the existing building and making use of the site might be a better way to go than demolishing. I'm really nervous about any demolishing thing because everyone wants a clean slate when they start building, and that destroys the whole feel of the neighborhood.
Yeah, so for 1777, I don't think demolishing is an option, period. It is, if you ask me, because it still holds a lot of its original details.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
I think demolishing that property specifically is out of the question, if from a professional standpoint. In regards to 1789, let's see what they do. I think they're going to have a pretty compelling case to install a multi-unit building on that corner when there are three houses on top of the hill. It's going to throw things off. So they do have their work cut out for them, but Fortunately, we created the district, and now we can prevent demolitions that you're seeing throughout the rest of the city because there is no demolition restriction. So I think we, you know, we have some good tools in our toolkit, and I think we can preserve all three of these homes with some minor modifications for additional units. I think those are great recommendations, Sharon.
Well, I'm also thinking developers are in the business of developing, but the dark side of all of this is demolition by neglect. And I never want to make a developer feel that that's their only alternative and they'll sit on something for 5 or 6 years while it slowly crumbles. That was a risk at the waterworks site. So, you know, that's always looming in the background, and I just wanted to raise it.
I think demolition by neglect is one of our existential challenges. We're seeing it all through the city right now.
In the
South End specifically, we had there were just two approvals from the building department to demolish an 1890s Lutheran church. And then there are some other properties where it's falling apart in disrepair, and they're owned by nonprofits, so they can't afford to upkeep the buildings. I believe Aberdeen, do we have a demo by neglect clause, or is that Fort Point?
I think that's Fort Point. I don't remember seeing anything like that in our bylaws, but I'll read it again.
Yeah, I can double check too. But the good news is we've recognized this as a growing problem in all of our districts. And now we have two interns that are doctorate students in preservation law out of Rhode Island. And they're working on some demo by neglect language that will give us greater control over preventing these from happening in the future. So those things are... they're on our plate, and we're looking into it, and we're trying to find some great solutions. But we're already ahead of the rest of the game in the city, because I don't know if you follow us on Facebook, but you can see we're getting demolition application by demolition application everywhere. Specifically in Southie. It's a growing issue, but you're ahead of the game by having a district formed. So I'm optimistic that we'll be able to overcome this challenge.
Good. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Sharon. Yeah. So that's all I have. If there's any other questions from the commission or anything, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have one other thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nick, this is something I've been a little negligent about following up on. I think the address is 276 Chestnut Hill Avenue. It's like two buildings up from the corner where I live. They have a permit to do some sealant or some kind of masonry restoration kind of work. It's a building that was built in the 1980s, like since I lived in the neighborhood. It's definitely what you call non-contributing. It's like a gray brick rectilinear building. But they have a permit for like doing some sealant or some kind of masonry work. And I don't remember that we gave them it would be administrative review. And I just don't remember doing that for administrative review. Nope. But I've been meaning to go back and look at the old agendas, which I haven't, to see whether we had done that. I need to send you a photo of it and info on it. They have a permit from ISD. So it's one of those issues of ISD, you know, gave a permit without coming through the commission. Yep. It's not anything egregious that's happening. They're doing some sealant or something, but it's still, I'll send you some follow-up because I'm not so much concerned about the work they're doing. I'm concerned about the breakdown of the process that they got a permit without coming through the commission.
So I can look into that. Regardless of the building's contributing or not, we still have purview.
It's still supposed to go through the process, and it seems like that fell by the wayside. I didn't look back at our agendas to see, because sometimes the administrative review, I don't remember all of them because we just look at it quickly and then vote on it. And I thought, well, maybe they are okay. I don't want to start bothering you with it if it's all legit. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, when you mentioned following on Facebook, you sent it you sent an update, or maybe, I don't know specifically from you or from someone on the staff, like a little newsletter thing, and it talked about those little pins, and if you yep. follow on Twitter, you get one of the little pins, like,
yep.
can you be a commissioner and get one of those pins?
Yeah, yeah, no, I have plans to get all of you them. The problem is we got over 200 requests for those,
uh-huh.
And I ran out of envelopes, but I do plan on sending all of you a pin. So yes, you will get one.
Uh-huh.
So yes, thank you for bringing
that up. I love that they're the T. We're the only.
That was my idea.
I love that. We're the only, my son's thing is like the history of the T. And like, we're the only one that our symbol is not a building, it's transit, but we are the streetcar suburb. So
right,
I love
exactly. And that was my rationale behind designing that. So
I also love the logo you have for the, which I think it's like 48 Strathmore that you have on the graphics here with that, the detail from that. But yeah, I saw that when you said the thing about that, it reminded me that I saw that,
But I'm glad you're reading our newsletter, Helen.
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, so I'll get all of you one, and Helen, I'll get one for your son as well, so he can have
it. Love that. Thank you so much.
So yeah, so I have all of your addresses. I will mail them out as soon as we get more envelopes in, I promise.
Thank you.
But yes, so 276 Chestnut Hill Avenue.
Yeah.
I did not have an application.
Yeah.
Typically what happens is if they're not flagged for our review, what they'll do is they'll classify it as an interior change.
Oh.
And then they'll have a building permit to slap on the outside of the building, right. But it has nothing to do with the work they're doing. So
all the permit actually states very clearly what they're doing. And it all sounds like stuff that would have been, you know, passed under it by administrative review by our commission. But I was pretty sure that we hadn't actually reviewed it.
Yeah. I will look at it and then I'll get you some information. Okay. But thanks for bringing that up to me, because it saves me a bunch of time when I'm around the neighborhood. So please keep those coming for anybody that has any concerns about work that's done that's not approved by us. So thank you, Helen.
All right. Well.
All right.
Get ready to close out?
Yep.
Great. So the time is now 4:52. Mm-hmm. Do we have a motion to adjourn the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Wow.
I second the motion. I will now take a roll call. John?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
Sharon?
Yay.
And Nikita, yay. The meeting is now adjourned.
Perfect. Well, thank you all. All right. And I'll get those out into you. If you guys have any questions in the meantime, we'll talk to you soon. Okay. Just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Nick.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.